The reading's on your sheet, and it's Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Great to see so many costumes. It is brilliant down here. Now, it's Advent, that's why we're here, and we're getting ready for Christmas, aren't we? In the Pope household, we've got 3 or 4 calendars up. We've got a big one, a small one. Every family member seems to send us a calendar, and we're very excited. The tree's up. I'd love to say the presents are bought and all the food's done, but we're in a time of getting ready, and that's what we're doing today. We're getting ready for Christmas. It's coming up. It's not long. It's 20 days. Which might scare some big people. It's 20 days, which I think would excite some small people. But today I want to tell you 2 stories to get us ready in our heads for Christmas. It is coming, but I'm going to tell you 2 stories. Now, the first is a very well-known... Well, they're both very well-known stories. Here's the first, and it's about 3 bears. There's a big one, Daddy, a smaller one, Mummy, and a little one, Baby Bear. And one morning, they've got their breakfast. It's a bit hot, Mummy says, so Daddy Bear says, "Let's go for a walk, I need the exercise." So out they go, they leave their porridge. And along comes a naughty girl, I think she's naughty, called Goldilocks. I don't know why she did this, but she sees a house, opens the door, in she goes, feeling a bit hungry, and she says, "Oh, there's porridge on the table." She tries the first one, a bit hot, tries the second one, "Oh, too sweet," tries the third one, and eats it all up. She then feels a little tired, and she sees some chairs. She tries the first one. Oh, that is a bit hard. Tries the second one. Oh, it's a bit soft. Tries the third one. And it breaks. Still feeling a bit tired, she thinks, "I'm going to go for a sleep. Just a little one." So she goes upstairs, has a sleep on the first bed. Too hard. Second one. Too soft. Third one, just right. Back come the bears. "Bit hungry. I want my dinner. Come in."
"Someone's put their finger in my porridge, and it was a muddy finger."
Mummy Bear says, "Oh, I can't eat that. Oh, where's the antibacterial?" Baby Bear just starts crying. "My porridge is gone. My chair's broken. I want to go to bed." Upstairs he goes. "There's someone in my bed." She jumps out the window. I don't know what happens next. Next story. That was a funny story, wasn't it? Next story is about a lady and a man, and they have a baby, but it's not the man's baby, it's God's baby. They go on a long journey to a place called Bethlehem. When they get there, she has a baby, but not in an inn, in a dirty stable. When they're there, some shepherds come along, and then some kings come along with some gifts, and everyone says that this baby, he's God become a man. Now, there's 2 stories. We know them well, don't we? But let's have a think about them. They both sound silly, don't they? But one of them is true, and one of them is not true. One of them doesn't matter, but one of them really matters. Now, it's not the first one about Goldilocks and the bears that's true. It's the one about God becoming a man that's true. And we're going to think for 1 minute about his name to realise why it matters to us. Because it really matters. It happened. It changed the calendar. It's 2010 now.
That means it's 2,010 years after this baby was born. Well, since God became a man, put skin on. Because God wasn't born, he's always lived. Jesus has always lived. But it's 2,010 years since God became a man and lived among us. And I just want to pick up on his name to help us understand what Christmas is about. Have a look at your yellow piece of paper. Verse 21. She will give birth to a son and you'll give him the name Jesus. Bracket F, bracket. Because he will save people from their sins. That's what Jesus means. Jesus means he will save people from their sins. Now here's a present. And this is going to help us understand what sin is. It's not a brilliant present. I would not be happy if I got this at Christmas. My wife's not here. I hope she listens to the tape. It's two chairs. Now this helps us understand what sin is. Now this is what Jesus' name means. He's come to save us from our sins. Now sin is this. When God made the world, he made it so we were friends with him. So we could sit opposite each other, have lovely times together, have laughs and jokes together. But sin is me saying, God, even though you made me, even though you're boss of the world, I'm going to turn my back on you because I want to be the boss. I want to be in charge. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And the Bible says this is a real problem because the Bible says God's not happy about that. He made us. He made us to live in a lovely relationship with him. But when we turn our back, he turns his back. He's cross. He's cross with us. But what does Jesus mean? Well, it means he saves us from this problem. He saves us from God being cross with us. And that's our second box. I wouldn't have minded that when that was new as a present. It's a fire engine. Now, and a fireman's hat. Now, the word saves, what do firemen do? They come along and they rescue us, don't they? We're in a building, it may be on fire, or our cat's up the tree. Our cat's up the tree and it's in trouble going, meow, help me, meow. What does the fireman do? Well, he climbs up a ladder, gets the cat down. It's rescued. Now, what's our problem? It's much worse than a cat up a tree. God's cross with us. He's cross with us for turning our back on him. Well, what does Jesus do? He came to fix this problem. He came, God became a man, to make it so we could be friends with God. Now, he did that when he grew up. He grew up to be not a fireman, to be a much better saving person. He grew up and he died on a cross so that God would be cross with him so that we can be God's friends. For when we do this to God and it makes him cross, Jesus says, punish me, not them. Punish me. Be their friends. Because God wants to be our friends. But he had to be cross with Jesus so he wouldn't be cross with us. And that's why Christmas is good news. It's good news because it really happened. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died. 2,000 years ago, the story gets weirder. He came back to life. But it happened and you can check it out. It really happened. And he did that to save us from our sins. Now that's why Christmas is such fun. That's why I love Christmas. I haven't always believed it. When I grew up, I used to think Goldilocks and Jesus were like the same type of story. But I looked into it and it happened. And I'm so glad it happened because it now means that me and God are friends. Not because I'm a good person, but because Jesus died, a bit like a fireman, to save me. And that's why Christmas is so big in our house. That's why we've got our tree up. That's why we've got 4 and 5 Advent calendars. That's why we have lots of presents, because actually, I give my family presents to remember the big present that Jesus gave to me to make me friends with God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to say thank you to God that he became a man to make us friends with him. Why don't you shut your eyes and bow your head, and I'll say thank you to God. Dear God, thank you very much for Christmas. Thank you that Christmas is all about Jesus becoming a man. Jesus becoming a man to save us from our sins. Thank you that we can be friends with you, not because we're good, but because Jesus died to save us. Thank you, that's the best present ever. And those of us that know it, would we love Jesus lots and lots this Christmas? And those of us that don't know it, please help us to look into it and find out if it's true. And when we realise that it is true, please help us believe it so we can be your friends. Amen.